This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Dear Lizzie and Dan, last night after bagpipe practice, the band usually heads down to the pub to raise a glass. My buddy Sam had ordered a round of small batch bourbon, and as the glasses rose and my mouth was opening for a toast, I froze in a moment of consideration and said, "Hey, whose toast is this?" Sam was stunned. What is the etiquette here? Is it your toast because you paid for the round? Is it open to whomever gets the toast in first? Do I ask permission to toast on his round? Would love some advice. Best, Frozen Pipes.
What a great question.
Right?
This is a question that, for me, lands squarely in that territory of the informal toast, where there aren't as many set rules. In fact, I encourage people to seize the opportunity of the informal toast. It's a great way to build relationships. It's a great way to honor people and events and moments in time. If it was a more formal situation, I would pay much more attention to the order of the toast. Who's doing what when? The host leads. The guest of honor does not drink. Offers a reply toast after the host has offered the initial toast. There is a structure to formal toasting. There is, in some communities, diplomatic protocol that has to be observed around formal toasting. And the origins of the formal toast go back to the Middle Ages.
So after bagpipe practice, bourbon at a bar does not quite equal formal toasting rules.
No, it doesn't. And what I do like here are the instincts, though. Okay. We often say around informal toast, everyone can stay seated, anyone may lead. You don't necessarily need to all touch glasses even. It can be a big table. I like to say make eye contact with everyone before you drink. You don't need to toast with alcohol necessarily. I like the idea of asking permission to toast on someone's round, having some awareness of who's paid for the round. To me, that's a nice little detail, but I think it's one that you could play with a little bit. Say,
yeah.
Hey, I know you paid for this round, but I would love to offer a toast to so-and-so on an incredible season or practice or...
Could you toast Sam for buying the round?
You could toast Sam for buying the round.
I like that.
There are very few rules on the informal toast. It's about consideration, respect, and honesty. It's about seizing the moment. It's about a celebratory spirit often.
So I might put a little structure around it. And I might say that I would, if that round was purchased by Sam and Sam, you know, brings it over from the bar and sets the glasses down or something, or the server comes over with everything and everyone knows Sam's purchased this round, I might allow Sam the opportunity by just seeing whether Sam takes a first sip.
Okay.
And I would say Sam might give him the opportunity to, before everyone takes their first sip, say, "Hey, cheers to a great practice, everybody," something like that. That's a toast, believe it or not.
So you don't scoop the toast.
Exactly. But if Sam just raises his glass and takes his sip, then I would open it up to say, "Hey, I would love to cheers, you know, to a great practice or toast to so-and-so on a great week," or whatever it is. Because then Sam's kind of passed over the opportunity to have that first toast because a sip has already been taken.
I like that idea because it definitely gives Sam the opportunity. Also, without there being a rule, this
yeah.
being an informal toast, it doesn't matter if you toast mid-glass.
Exactly.
In fact, you could toast several times over the course of a glass or a
for
round.
For every drink.
You absolutely could.
I mean, and by drink, I mean every sip.
Another thought that I had about this situation is there going to be a second round? Is there going to be a round that you're paying for? Maybe you wait for the round that you pay for, and that's the moment of opportunity when that round arrives, or when you come back to the table with drinks for everyone. You say, "I'd like to start this round with a toast to Sam, the season, the team."
Whatever it is.
The awesomeness that we're celebrating tonight.
I love the idea of getting toasting more into your informal everyday life. I like the fact that you're thinking about it, Frozen Pipes. I like the fact that you're gathering with friends and have the opportunity to give toasts.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.